This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me whenever there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about. And if you're feeling very sort of calm and relaxed today, well, that's great. So you can just tuck the phone number in your wallet for a day where you could actually use some help. But you're always welcome to call whenever you would like to about whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, so when we put this up about the Confederate flag, there had been stories about South Carolina and license plates, and now there are two more stories. So we said there's been a great deal of controversy surrounding the Confederate flag, so which was prescient, since there are two more stories today, and there will probably be two more tomorrow, and so it goes. But we asked the question, what other symbols have negative or offensive connotations? Do any come to mind for you, Manny?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind, I think, obviously, is the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that...
I think for an awful lot of people, and as I said, you know, it's an ancient symbol. And it was used for all sorts of things well before the Nazis, but I think that it has come to focus and symbolize that, and is viewed as kind of an anathema because of that. So I'm trying to think if there are any other that are less obvious. The things that say whites only or blacks only, that is pretty offensive.
Yeah.
That tends to be mostly in the South. I'm trying to think if there are any ones that are sort of obvious. There probably are. Hopefully, our listeners have come up with some that we haven't. The 99% one has, but that's the symbol for the what's the V for victory, that Guy Fawkes mask. But I don't think that's an anathema. I think that that's kind of a rallying point. I'm trying to think if there are any other ones that are sort of rallying points for people one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rainbow flag, but I don't know that anybody views that as particularly controversial. I mean, I think that was a very smart thing to do, because it's a rainbow. How can you be against rainbows?
Right.
I'm just trying to think if there are any other ones that really are offensive to people. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. All right, so let's see what people on Facebook said. Hopefully there's not all these comments that just say the Nazi flag, but we'll see what people say. All right, let's see what folks are sort of being upset about or noticing.
Well, Susan says the Nazi symbol, one of the most hated symbols in the Western world, and always symbolizes Nazism. Although it continues to be commonly used as a religious symbol in Hinduism and Buddhism.
Well, again, they're more that they really predate Germany. Really, even as a country, and I think it's sometimes referred to. Is it the Greek cross that it's referred to as? I think it is.
Sure.
But it certainly has. It's one of those examples of something that was really relatively benign, and then it's not benign anymore. I think it's called the Greek cross. Let's see if I can find Greek cross meaning. Let's see what it says here. You keep going. I'll see what I can find here.
Connie says the swastika for sure. Burning crosses, pointing white hoods.
Pointing white hoods, good example. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Marquita says, I think it's really quite interesting that the same Americans who want to rid the country of the Confederate flag would be completely outraged if there was a movement to take down the American flag for all the imperialistic war and bloodshed it stands for. It's also interesting that nearly all Americans can agree that swastikas have no place in public, despite the very innocent history and symbol. Despite the very innocent history the symbol had prior to World War II. Even more interesting is that Americans almost unanimously agree that freedom of speech allows each one of us the right to fly whatever flag we want to, but no one can seem to agree on what consequences are warranted for those who fly flags that mean something ugly to their neighbor. Everyone wants everyone to stop being so sensitive, but we're all so darn sensitive to anything that challenges how we see and feel about these different symbols. Everyone thinks they're right. Hypocrisy everywhere.
Well, I'm not sure it's hypocrisy if you believe it strongly. I think it's hypocrisy if you say one thing and do another.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that I would agree that hypocrisy is really the issue here. I think emotional response is certainly part of it. That I agree with you that it's emotionally based, but we are emotional creatures. Oh, let's see if we have Nazi cross. Let's do that. I think it's called the Iron Cross, isn't it? Maybe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying, because Greek cross really got me something very different. Let's see if I can find this. They're saying Iron Cross, that isn't what the Iron Cross is either. They're saying the Iron Cross is the same as the Greek cross, which isn't, that isn't what we're looking for. We're looking for this one just... Let's try not to keep going. I'll just see if I can find this. It turns out that how you define it, we're having a hard time with this one. Keep going.
Let's see. Well, Julie says, I don't see the Confederate flag as negative or offensive. It's part of our history.
Well, that's what people who are saying leave it alone are saying, that it more is identifying with the... With the South rather than any particular issue about racism, but to a certain extent, the Civil War really wasn't ever about racism, even though that's how we've come to define it. But it actually wasn't. It was like most things, or it was economic, or at least most wars. But again, I think that the Nazi cross. If you look up Iron Cross, it isn't what it looks like, or the Greek cross isn't what it looks like either. So I don't know how we're going to find exactly what the definition of it is. But the idea being that if in fact something started out as kind of benign and then gets associated with things, that's what happens when it gets associated with it. So we just call it the swastika, apparently. Okay,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is that. So if you look up swastika, then but again, swastika had a completely different meaning up until World War II.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah,
from the runic alphabet.
Yeah.
And the runes were sort of, apparently Nazis were absolutely transfixed by the notion of runes. But it was a symbol long before that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's interesting too, because even now, like the Confederate flag, you see the Ku Klux Klan, walking around with that flag.
Yeah, it's the association.
It's the association with a lot of these things. It's the same thing with the swastikas. It's even though that symbol was around before,
exactly.
Germany, it
has become associated with it. And
right.
I think that's a legitimate kind of concern, that you could say that the cross, which is presumably a positive symbol, was associated with all sorts of things before the crucifixion.
Right.
But now has a very specific meaning, and I think that specific meaning, the latest, is what you attribute it to. Shannon, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello there. I'm calling about my job.
Okay.
And I have a pretty good job, but it's not really what I want to do. I was out of the job market for many, many years, and I got a pretty something very similar to what I wanted.
All right,
I'll tell you
what.
Yeah.
All right, let me stop you for just a second. I'm going to put you on hold. What I want to know is what your job is now, what you like about it, what you don't like about it, and we'll figure it out. I'll give you all the time you need. All right, let me put you on hold. Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. We're going to talk jobs with Shannon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Shannon, and we're talking work. So, Shannon, what's your job now?
Okay, I'm a low-level buyer,
okay,
which is kind of what they call a sourcer. And what I do is I find parts that need to be bought, and I get quotations on them. And then the buyer itself, that person, does the actual buying. And
okay.
many years ago, I was a buyer at a really good level, and I enjoyed it, but I was out of the job market for a long time, got in the market, and found this job. And it's fine, but it clearly doesn't pay what I need to earn a living the way I want to work.
Okay.
So I'm looking for another job.
All right.
And what I end up, yes?
Go ahead.
Oh, what I end up getting is I get a lot of attention from employers for temporary employment, for a one-year contract, for exactly what I want to do, and it's significantly more money than I'm making now. But I hesitate to go forward with these, but I'm getting so many of them. And
Wait a minute. So you're telling me, and let me make sure I understand this correctly, the job that you have, which is a full-time job,
right,
is not what you want. The jobs you're being
exactly.
offered are exactly what you want, more money, but they're a year.
Right.
So it would seem to me that the obvious thing to do is to take the year job for a couple of reasons. First of all, you'll make more money, so if you can live relatively modestly for that year, you'll at least have a cushion that you probably don't have now.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you'll have on your resume that you've done this kind of work. Number three, there's certainly the possibility, if you work out well during the year, that they'll continue with you. And so I'm not sure what the downside would be. And number four, I guess, you could always go back to the job you have or a similar job because you'd be a bit overqualified for it. But I don't see what the risk. I mean, if they were saying it's a three-month position, that's one thing. But if they'll give you a year. And I would certainly ask the question, especially if you have more than one option, of what are the odds of continuing, assume that things work out well? Because it may be one that will say, not very high because it's only a one-year contract. One might say, well, we're just not sure because we think we're being acquired. And one might say, well, if you work out okay, that there's certainly the possibility, which means obviously you take the third one. But I don't see any particular downside to taking a year job that's more what you want, paying more money, and at least will have on your resume. Because the problem is that the job that you want, which it sounds to me like is the buyer job, was in the distant past. And as you point out, they're probably less worried about the fact that you've been out of the job market than you are. But this puts you right back in the job market at the level you want to be doing the job you want to do. So I don't see that there's much downside to it. And because you can presumably always go back to this kind of lower-level job, and you'll be even more qualified a year from now than you are now because you've had that other sort of positive experience. Let me ask you another couple of questions. Number one, what were you out of the job market because you were raising kids?
Raising kids, and my husband had we got transferred for his job, too.
Okay. So. How old are you now?
I'm 52.
Okay. Presumably, they can't ask you that. So if I were you, I'd make sure that I had, you know, maybe Grecian formula and looked adorable.
Yeah.
But they can't ask you that.
Yeah, I look okay. I don't look.
Good.
So good. I'm okay.
And they can't ask you. So, and if they do, you could just bat your baby blue eyes and say, a woman never tells or something equally, you know, coquettish and adorable. Because they wouldn't ask a man. Well, they might. Pensions being what they are. All right, so would education help you at all? Taking a course in something, would that up the ante?
It might. In fact, I'm considering getting the qualifications to have a certain type of certification for hire.
Okay. I would do that as well, especially if you could do it and take the job. But given that sort of perspective, pull it apart for me. Is there any reason why you wouldn't take that job?
Well, the only reason being that, you know, if it was a position where it didn't get renewed, and then I would be back in the job market, and that's what worries me.
I hear. But, honey, look, the reason you don't want to be in a job market, it sounds like, first of all, you're fairly viable. You got the job you got the low-level job. Do you think there'd be any trouble getting it back again in a year?
No, I think the low-level job I could probably find.
So, honey, look. The worst case scenario is you'd have a year more experience, more money, update your resume, hopefully get some more education, and you'd be right back where you are, but you'd have that additional year with all those advantages. I don't think there's much of a downside, and I know looking for a job sucks. I mean, I'm not arguing that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't want your fear of being in the job market to keep you from taking a risk here, because you're betting on yourself. I would, given the fact it sounds to me that you've got a couple of places that really want you for a year, ask them the questions. Just say, look, I'm very interested in this. I just want to know what, you know, what the odds are of it going for more than a year. And I know that you can't commit to it, but give me the lay of the land. It, on a scale of 0 to 100, what, 0 is no way in you know, God's green earth, and the other is 100% chance that it'll, you know, what are the chances and what are the issues? And ask all three of them. But I don't see that you have, there's much downside. Worst case scenario, you're right back where you are, but you have a year of, if nothing else, finding out if you still like that kind of work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do it.
Okay, all right. Well, you've given me some food for thought, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, don't understand, you know, as women, we take all of our chances with men, right? we take all of our risks with our kids, with our men, you know, and we take almost no risk in the workplace. Men do exactly the opposite. They take all their risks in the job place, and they want solid, you know, and stable and easy and not challenging in their work life, which is, it's amazing that we ever get together because we do exactly the opposite. But this seems to me you're betting on yourself. I would ask the question so you had a clear idea of what you thought the best shot was. And you could be wrong, but given the fact, what's the differential in salary between what you're making and what they're offering?
Oh, it's significant.
Like a factor of two?
Close to it, yes.
So let's take the new job, you bank half of your salary or whatever, because mm-hmm. and so you've got that as, which means, what that means is, even if it took you another year to get a job, you haven't lost anything in terms of income because you're making double what you'd be making mm-hmm. at the current job.
Right.
I do it, sugar. And again, I think, you know, we were talking about symbols and genetics and evolution, and I think as women we have just been so taught to be, you know, to try and be conservative about our work life, because I think all of us view ourselves as one paycheck away from being bag ladies. And we don't want to be dependent on our men and all that kind of stuff. But this is, I think, this one seems to me to be, have so much going for you and so little risk that I do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sugar. Let me know what happens and good luck.
Okay.
And look, think of it this way. You are very prized. I would look into getting more certification because it can't hurt. You'll also make some contacts. The nice thing about taking an adult education class, for example, in a field in which you're working, is that presumably somebody on the staff probably either has connections or is working in the field, so you've got another ally there. Quite often, universities will help you find jobs. So I do it, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. You've helped me in the past. I always appreciate
it.
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. I'll tell you a little bit about, they said, I got a response about whether or not there are fireworks in Israel, and I'll tell you about it when I return, which is probably going to create some problems for, well, maybe for me. That's all right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, I don't know how many of you went to the movies this weekend, apparently not a whole lot. But Magic Mike had something like 96% women. What a surprise. Came in fourth.
Well, my mom and my sister went to see it yesterday, actually.
Did they like it?
I didn't really ask.
It's kind of stupid. It's really kind of stupid. For a while, it looked like Magic Mike had actually beat Terminator. But it turns out the Terminator actually pulled through somehow on the weekend.
Terminator I did go see last week.
Did you like it?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't the... I mean, yeah. I thought the first two of the series were...
Well, it turns out, right. Yeah, that it was the number one movie overseas, especially in Russia. Like, made a huge amount of money. So they may remake it. But it cost $115 million, they're saying, minimum before advertising, And so far it's made $44,000. So it's, you know, the overseas are what's going to, if it continues, it'll be because of the overseas.
Yeah.
Magic Mike was ahead of Genesis for a while, but then Genesis pulled ahead. So Magic Mike was fourth, Genesis was third, Terminator. Number one was Jurassic Park again, just barely beat out Inside Out. Magic Mike will probably get remade, maybe, because it cost $15 million and has already made $26 million. So it will probably get remade. So even though it came in fourth, it's already made back its initial initial outline. So, but Jurassic World is now, it's the number one grossing movie of the year, and I think it's something like fourth or fifth forever for the universe. So there will be another Jurassic World. I guess they're going to call it Jurassic Universe next time. I don't know. And Inside Out, which is was actually up 26% over the, even though it dropped from last weekend, it's actually, it actually did slightly better, I guess. I don't know exactly what that means. But it's made almost $250 million, so a quarter of $1 billion. It didn't cost very much to make, so... So Jurassic World has been number one for 4 weeks in a row. So there mm-hmm. you go.
And I did see that, too, by the way. I saw that last, last week.
Did you like that?
Not yesterday, but last Sunday. Yeah, it was entertaining, but I mean, it was very similar to the previous three installments. There's dinosaurs running around trying to.
Well, as I said, the CGI was great, but the entire plot can be determined by Judy Greer saying to her kids, "If something chases you, run." Yeah. And given the fact that it's over 2 hours, is Shannon still there? Did Shannon have something else she wanted to ask us about?
She's gone.
Yeah, I thought because my line shows are still there.
And you got to refresh your screen.
I got to refresh my screen. I can do that. Yeah, it doesn't work terribly well anymore, but maybe it's getting old and decrepit, and I don't know what it is. Alrighty, 855. Sometimes it tells me good stuff, sometimes it doesn't tell me anything. Alright, 855-993-7569. Alright, we're talking about disreputable symbols, or controversial ones, and I just, the swastika, which is a Greek cross, but it turns out to be 12,000 years old, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, World War II was, 1939, basically. Sorry, so let's say 1940, so that's 75 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about 75 years versus 12,000 years. Hindus, Buddhists in India and other Asian countries, it was an important symbol for thousands of years on temples, buses, taxis, and on the cover of books. And it meant well-being, good existence, and good luck.
Wow.
It's called a wan in China, a manji in Japan, a fiat in England, and a hakenkreuz in Germany, a tetraskelion or tetragammadion in Greek. All right. The deeper meaning of the word is permanent victory. Oops, well, you can understand why that gets a little iffy.
Mm.
Any symbol can have positive and negative meaning depending on how it is drawn. So it turns out there's a difference in Hinduism between the right-hand swastika, which is a symbol of the god Vishnu, and the sun, while the left-handed swastika is a symbol of Kali and magic. The double meaning of symbols is common in ancient traditions, like, for example, the symbol of the pentagram, five-pointed star, which is viewed as negative when pointing downward and positive when pointing upward, which is also true in nature. There's cis and trans, and the reason I remember that is because it's from biochemistry and immunology, and I actually passed immunology never having taken a biochem course and had no idea what cis and trans meant, but it means left and right. The earliest swastika ever found was in the Ukraine, carved on an ivory figurine, which dates 12,000 years ago, all right, which is now Serbia and Croatia, Bosnian Herzegovina, known as the Vinča culture, which dates back 8,000 years. In Buddhism, the swastika is a symbol of good fortune, prosperity, abundance, and eternity. Directly related to Buddha and can be found carved on statues on the soles of his feet and on his heart. It is said that it contains Buddha's mind. On the walls of Christian catacombs in Rome, the symbol of the swastika that appears next to the words Zotico Zotico, which means life of life. It can also be found on the window openings of the mysterious Libyala rock churches in Ethiopia, and in various other churches around the world. In Nordic mythology, which as I knew about, Odin is represented passing through space as a whirling disc or swastika, looking down through all worlds. In North America, the swastika was used by the Navajo. In ancient Greek, Pythagoras used the swastika under the name Tetrakites, and it was a symbol linking heaven and earth, with the right arm pointing to heaven and its left arm pointing to earth. It was used by the Phoenicians as a symbol of the sun, and it was a sacred symbol by the priestess. So there you go. So the idea being, but don't try to explain that to anybody now, because what they will do, I mean, hence the point about the Confederate flag, is whatever it meant at one point, then its meaning has certainly changed. And that just as people are not particularly sympathetic with the 12,000-year-old history of a swastika, because the more modern sort of sensibility of it, which has been overlaid, is really very negative and an anathema to an awful lot of people. So there you go. All right, let's keep going.
Let's see. We left off with Julie saying it's not negative or offensive, part of our history.
Well, but it is, and yeah. That's my point, is that it may not have been initially, but if we're using the example of the swastika, that even though it's an ancient symbol, which not only did not mean something negative, meant something positive, that's not what most people associate it with it anymore. And therefore, right. If you fly a swastika, people are not going to say, oh, wow, yeah, that's a 12,000-year-old symbol of prosperity. Yeah. They're going to say, you're a Nazi.
Tony says, I was born in the South. She says, I was born in the South and raised by a Southern mother, and that flag never meant racism. I'm really tiring. I really am tiring of the word offensive and outraged. You can have any feeling you want about anybody, but you don't have to act upon it. That's when you should be outraged.
Could you read that, not the first couple sentences, but the last two sentences for me again?
She says, I really am tiring of the word offensive and outraged. You can have any feeling you want about anybody, but you don't have to act upon it. That's when you should be outraged.
Well, again, you know, I hear that we have, in theory here, an issue between freedom of speech and people's sort of feeling offended. But again, you know, if we look at the swastika, nobody sort of says, oh, well, I mean, remember that one of the princes, you know, in England had the same issue, right? One of the, was it Harry, I think, went to a party dressed as a Nazi, and his mother yelled at him, the press yelled at him, he had to apologize. That, you know, that we do, let me give you sort of a minor example. Maybe it's not so minor. Every once in a while, there will be some misguided man in my life who will tell me a joke about rape. And I say, it's not funny. Think about it with respect to your mother or your daughter or your sister, that it's not funny. It's not sexy, that rape is about power. It's never about sex. And if I think that if somebody were talking about raping you, you would not find it amusing. And you could say, well, that's overly sensitive. It's being politically correct. But if it's something that's important to you and it seems to you to be larger than the joke of an acceptance of something that's unacceptable to you, of something that's frightening to you, something that's offensive to you, I mean, that would seem to me why we have freedom of speech. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking about symbols and their connotations and whether they're offensive or not. And, I mean, as always, you guys are sort of thoughtful about it. Let's see what else we got here.
Susie says the elephant.
That's true. The elephant used to be a symbol of long-term memory, And I suppose what happens if you have too much chocolate, and now it's a symbol of the Republican Party. I suppose you could say the same thing about the donkey, although I don't know that the donkey was ever viewed as kind of a dignified signal symbol. I don't know why the Democrats chose the donkey. Do you?
I
mean, it's a symbol, presumably, of stubbornness. I mean, so let's see, donkey as symbol. Let's see. It always seemed to me that it was kind of an odd, let's see what it says. Donkey as symbol of Democratic Party. Let's see what Google says. Cartoonist Thomas Nast has created with making the donkey the recognized symbol of the Democratic Party. It first appeared in Harper's Weekly. During 1828, Andrew Jackson tried to. I was close. they said Andrew Jackson was the first Democrat to ever be associated with the symbol. They tried to label him a jackass for his popular beliefs and slogan, "Let the people rule." He was entertained by the notion and ended up using it to his advantage on his campaign posters. So I was right. It first appeared in 1870. So it took another, 42 years, and was already supposed to represent an anti-Civil War faction. The public was immediately taken by it, and by 1880 it's already become the unofficial symbol of the party. It turns out the same dude, Thomas Nast, was responsible for the Republican Party elephant. He drew a donkey clothed in lion skin, scaring away all the animals at the zoo. One of those animals, the elephant, was labeled the Republican vote. That's all it took for the elephant to become associated with the Republican Party. So neither of them had particularly auspicious beginnings. So there you go. All right, let's see what else we got. That's a good point, right? That somehow, Andrew Jackson sort of took a negative and made it a positive. That's kind of interesting.
June says the Confederate flag is currently being used as a, quote, red herring to distract the public. The Confederate flag represented the state's attempt to divorce themselves from a union which they no longer felt compatible. Those who have the power to coerce, inflict violence, and create injustices and unfairness at the systematic level or at the personal level perpetuate retaliation and violence. Correct the unjust practices democratically and educate those with the power to act violently with alternatives rather than use a flag as a scapegoat.
Well, your point is well taken. However, understand that that's what symbols are, that they are larger than life. And once we get involved in symbols, I would suggest that all is lost. And we sort of suggest that by some of our vernacular, right? We say wrapping yourself in motherhood and the flag. And if you watch the women's soccer finals yesterday, that the women literally wrapping the flag around them. And at that moment, your heart beats fast. I wonder what would have happened if somebody had wrapped themselves in a Confederate flag. And I guess that's my point at this juncture in American history, that exactly as you point out, it was a symbol of divisiveness. And whether it specifically referred to slavery or just specifically referred to saying we don't want to be part of the Union, it was a symbol and a rallying symbol, a rallying cry of divisiveness. At a time where I think this country has never been more divided, do we need symbols that divide us, or maybe we can find symbols that unite us? And maybe it doesn't have to be the American flag per se, although there's certainly a reason for that. I think most people, even if they feel that the government is misled and the country is going down a path that doesn't make much sense, still feel that we're Americans, that we're in this together, and we may not like everybody underneath the flag, but it is still our country, our flag, our responsibility, our task, and something that divides us. There are already so many things that divide us. Do we need one more thing? And if we wanted to find a symbol that said that we want to have I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't divide us, and I thought universal health care, and I thought, no, that's a political red herring. If we want to have a country that that is in favor of the armed forces. No, I mean, it's hard to find something that we all agree on. But if nothing else, I think the Confederate flag is a symbol of something that is a long-standing symbol of divisiveness. And as I said, look, I'm born Southern as well. And somebody was teasing me that we don't call it the Civil War in the South, we call it the War of Northern Aggression. Do we need to be reminded that there was a Civil War? Do we need to be reminded that it was brother against brother, that it was American against American, that we lost more people in the Civil War than all of the rest of our wars put together because we were killing each other on both sides? Do we need to be reminded of that? And on the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg, do we need really to sort of remind ourselves that at one point we could not solve our differences in any logical way? We had to kill each other to do it. And we still had to negotiate the peace. That the wars don't solve problems. They just get people to the table to discuss what we're going to do next. Why don't we cut out the middleman? Why don't we just start with a table? Why don't we start with a treaty? And anything that gets us to that table, I think, is positive, that doesn't cause bloodshed. And anything that causes bloodshed to get us to that table, I think, is negative. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe the Olympic flag is as close as we get. Except we now know that's a pretty corrupt organization. I mean, you know, it would be nice to find something that we found. Maybe there's a world flag that reminds us that we're all on the, you know, the spaceship Earth together, and if we're going to live or die, depending on how we sort of get along with this. But again, do we need symbols that remind us of divisiveness? You know, when people call up and say, well, you know, I've had this argument and I want to end it. Well, I say, you can't go backwards. And if you go and remind people of the problem, you've reinvigorated it. Is that really what you want to do? If you want to solve a problem, you figure out how to move forward, not how to look back, because then somebody has to admit that they were wrong, and people are loath to do that. Okay, what else we got?
Nicole says the Confederate flag is the swastika for America. It symbolizes a proud heritage of racism, treason, ignorance, and defeat. Look up your American history.
Okay. Tell me what you really think. All right, folks, 855-993-7569. You know, maybe we should put up this, what would you put up as a symbol of unity? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.